This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, I'm on a warpath as usual. Before I get to my warpath, I want to thank the sponsor of this show, Liberty HealthShare. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. All four of my kids are on Liberty HealthShare. If I put my kids' lives and health care in the hands of Liberty HealthShare, and I jumped Aetna and picked up this Christian health-sharing organization, and we've been with them 3 years, then you know that I really believe in Liberty HealthShare, and they've come through for me time and time and time again. Matter of fact, when my son, Hudson, had a major emergency medical dental bill because he had to have all four wisdom teeth removed quickly, had an infection, and they paid $2,000 out of the $2,500 dental bill. Pretty amazing. We're about to find out again because Hudson just dislocated his shoulder out at Lake Mead the other day. When he jumped into the water, he dislocated his shoulder. How that happens, I have no idea. But he says it was because he played lacrosse for 6 years and was already popped out and jumping into the deep water kind of exasperated the situation. It popped out. Anyway, we're going to find out again how much we need Liberty HealthShare momentarily in an MRI today. And we're going to know in the next few days we need surgery. But when I needed surgery with my kidney stones, they came through for me in February, and they paid for everything. I paid a small deductible, and they paid for everything else. It starts at $107 a month for a single. It starts at $449 a month for a family. That's the way health care should be. For more information, call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or go to lightyourliberty.com, and be sure and tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you will get the star treatment. Wayne Root sent you a star treatment. So all the liberals out there, all the liberal losers out there are trying to make Trump into Hitler. And they're trying to, what this is about is, number one, of course, destroying Trump's brand name and trying to defeat him in the 2020 election. Number two, destroying the United States of America and making the open borders, you know, the whole country open borders. And therefore foreigners come in by the millions and therefore they outvote American citizens. And the Democratic Party takes power. That's what this is about. But the other thing it's about is getting Trump to back down when he talks about the border and illegal immigration. Because each time they can try and make the case that his comments about illegal immigrants led to somebody murdering illegal immigrants. They don't mention that 4,000 Americans are murdered each year by illegal immigrants. They don't mention that. They don't mention that 7% of the population is illegal immigrants and they commit 43% of the crimes. They don't mention that. Including 4,000 murders a year of Americans. And people say to me, I love it when the liberal argument is, but Wayne, there are plenty of Americans that murder people. Well, first of all, you're right. They're called Democrats. So you find me a murderer or someone on welfare or a murderer on welfare, I'll find you a perfect Democrat voter. There are no Republicans on welfare, and there are no Republicans that walk down the streets murdering people. Go in the inner city where the murders happen, they're all Democrats. They're in 100% Democrat districts. So first of all, that's my first answer. And the second one is, yeah, sure, every country has their share of murderers, and America has its share of murderers. That doesn't mean I got to import more. I don't need to import more murderers because there's already some in the United States. Let's double it or triple it, according to the Democratic Party. If you got 5 murderers near Americans, well, that's an excuse to bring in 300 more that are Guatemalans. It's the stupidest argument I've ever heard in my life. But they're trying to get him to back down on talking about illegal immigration. So they can make him feel like he's a white supremacist and a white nationalist and a racist and a Hitler, then he'll back down because he's so scared that his words will destroy his legacy and his brand. And so today, President Trump refused to back down when challenged by a reporter on his use of the word invasion to describe massive illegal immigration at the U.S. border with Mexico. Trump was taking questions today on the South Lawn of the White House, right before he headed to Dayton and El Paso to pay respects following the deadly mass shootings in those cities last weekend. And Trump's stand was echoed by senior administration aide Kellyanne Conway and senior campaign official Tim Murtaugh in separate interviews. Here's a transcript of Trump's remarks in the White House. So the question is, Mr. President, do you still believe illegal immigration into this country is an invasion? So right off the bat, Trump did say it was an invasion. They goaded him. They go right after. Why doesn't the press ask every Democrat, oh, by the way, Democrats believe in open borders. People come in illegally, and then they murder 4,000 Americans a year. Are you a fan of those 4,000 murderers? Why don't you ask that question to Democrats? So he says, Mr. President, do you still believe illegal immigration into this country is an invasion? You and the shooter at El Paso use that same language. Do you regret that? Any other Republican, because they're all chicken you know what, chicken crap, they'd all back down immediately and that would be the end of it. They'd never use the word invasion again, even though that's exactly what's happening. We're being invaded. But President Trump said, I think that illegal immigration, you're talking about illegal immigration, right? Yeah. I think illegal immigration is a terrible thing for this country. I think you have to come in legally. Ideally, you have to come in through merit. We need people coming in because we have so many companies coming into our country. They're pouring in. And I think illegal immigration is a very bad thing for our country. I think open borders are a very bad thing. And we're stopping. We're building a wall right now. We won the lawsuit in the Supreme Court 2 weeks ago. The wall is well under construction. It's being built at a rapid pace. We need that. We need strong immigration laws. We want to allow millions of people to come in because we need them. We have companies coming in from Japan, all over Europe, all over Asia. They're opening up companies here. They need people to work. We have a very low unemployment rate. So I believe we have to have legal immigration, not illegal immigration. And so Kellyanne Conway was interviewed by CNN's Christiane Amanpour. And like President Trump, she didn't back down. Kellyanne Conway was confronted by Trump's hateful invasion rhetoric by reporter Christiane Amanpour, but she refused to take any responsibility. Martel was quoted by the New York Times as not backing down as well. Washington Post Greg Sargent was stunned to report the Trump campaign is refusing to stop using the term invasion to depict migrants in its TV ads, New York Times reports. This comes after the alleged El Paso shooter used the same word. Incredibly, a Trump spox is calling this word accurate. Steadfastness in his beliefs is the face in the face of withering press attacks is why Donald Trump won the Republican nomination and then won the presidency. Do not back down. And if you don't back down, you will win re-election in 2020. As long as you use executive order to screw Google, screw Twitter, screw Facebook, screw Instagram, screw YouTube, and screw the entire Silicon Valley. Make believe you're a screwdriver and screw them into a wall. Then take a hammer and knock them in good. Losers. Biden today said President Trump is fanning the flames of white supremacy. You know why they're doing that? Sean Hannity's been on top of this more than anyone in the country. I can't take credit for this one. I've been on top of an awful lot of things that I think I deserve credit for, and I think I'm right up there, number one, number two, in the whole country defending President Trump and coming up with great angles. But the one thing I'm not on top of is this whole conspiracy by government against Trump. In other words, the FBI and the DOJ and the FISA warrant. I report what other smart investigative reporters are finding, and most of them are on Sean Hannity's show. And Sean Hannity said yesterday, my sources are telling me the DOJ investigation of Spygate will shock the conscience of a nation. Okay, and nothing there surprises me because I know these are the same people. Obama came after me with the IRS. These are the same people. Don't you get it? They are the Nazis, and that's why they're screaming Nazi at us. They're the dictators. There's no question. I'm the guy who figured out from day one. They spied on Trump. It's worse than Watergate. But I got the information from great people like Sean Hannity. And the wonderful guests he's had on his show who are investigative reporters, something I'm not an investigative reporter. That's not my job. I'm raw and unfiltered, right? I'm an opinion guy. We got a couple of callers waiting. Let's take David in Las Vegas. David, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? David, are you there?
David. I'm Wayne.
Hey, how are you? What's on your mind?
Yes, very good. Thank you. I just want to mention I grew up in the 70s and the 80s, and I can remember they used to talk about the evils of communism in the Soviet Union back then, and I was horrified by it, how they worshipped Lenin like he's Jesus. He was like the devil. to me. But anyways, the point is, communism is a form of slavery, and I would even say Satanism, because it does two things to the human condition: oppression, possession, which is slavery. And that's something that affects all human beings. And I just feel that you truly are an evangelist that goes up against such an evil system, which I fear could happen here. And that's basically it, you know. Very
all
simple.
Right, cool.
You know,
David, I appreciate the call. Thank you for the call. Good stuff. And I am the evangelist. I am a conservative evangelist and a conservative warrior and a capitalist evangelist, because I believe in conservatism and capitalism and America. I'm an American evangelist. I love this country, but I can't believe anyone wants to come here from Somalia or Haiti or Angola or Mexico and Guatemala and make us their country, more like their country. Don't you know you left that country because we're better? Why do you want to make us like them? Psychologically, boy, Freud would have a field day with that one. Let's take Kevin in Long Island on line three. Kevin, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
The big student of Freud.
Kevin, are you there?
Yes,
Kevin.
I am, Wayne.
Hey, hold on. I'm going to take you right on the top of the next segment. So don't go anywhere. The music's on. We're taking a quick break. And hang in. And the minute we get back, it's Kevin time. All right? We love our Long Island boys. Thank you, Kevin. All right. Wayne on the Root. Raw and Unfiltered, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Just another example, by the way, what I just said. You know, I said I love my Long Island boys. I've used that term my whole life. Thank God. If Kevin was black, do you know what they'd say about me? Wayne's a racist. He called him a boy. See what I mean? This is how liberals take every word you say out of context. I'm sure Kevin is not black, but if he is, he's still my Long Island boy. I love him. He's a great guy. That's all it means. I call my sons my boys. I call my players, the New York Yankees, are my boys. The Dallas Cowboys are my boys. When we get back, it's my boy from Long Island, Kevin. See you in a sec. Wayne on the Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Sponsor this segment of the show, Newsmax TV. You can check them out about 40 minutes from now or so, 37 minutes. We'll be on Newsmax TV at 5 o'clock here in Las Vegas, 8 o'clock East Coast time. Number one show on Newsmax TV, number one primetime position, 8 p.m. East Coast on Newsmax TV, up against Tucker Carlson of Fox News. You know it's a primetime show. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday. Watch me with Bill O'Reilly. We open the show together 3 nights a week, including tonight. He'll be in segment two tonight. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options. You can watch us on Dish TV, and so encourage them to make you happy. And to make it simple, call this toll-free number, and we'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free at 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, especially my friends listening out in Las Vegas, because Cox Cable continues to blackball Wayne Allen Root. Call Cox Cable and tell them you're going to dump them if they don't pick up Newsmax TV so you can watch Las Vegas hero Wayne Allen Root. 844-500-6397. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com on your computer or get Newsmax TV's app on your cell phone. It is also free. All right. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, your conservative warrior. You're a Trump warrior, your conservative evangelist, and we said we'd lead off with Kevin from Long Island. My Long Island boys, I said. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, I love Raw and Unfiltered. I love the energy. You are on the money tonight, Wayne. You're hitting all the notes. And
thank you, sir.
I got to tell you, the banning is a badge of honor for you. And take it like Ulysses Grant, Brigadier Ulysses Grant took it at the Siege of Vicksburg, to be called back to Washington and promoted to the Supreme Commander of the Army of Potomac. Odds of victory a year later. But I want to talk about Wall Street.
That's a great story, by the way. I like that. I'd forgotten about that. That's a great story, you know? It really is. Ulysses S. Grant.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What happened the last 3 days? Rolled them up like a carpet, rolled them back out, cleaned them out, rolled them back up like a carpet, and cleaned them out again. This is unbelievable. He promised, promises made, promises kept. He said he would do this, and he's doing it. And if the American people can't recognize this, God forgive them, because I know I will not forget what I have seen in my lifetime. This is the greatest president in my lifetime.
Kevin, let me jump in to just say something, because I like what you just said. But you said if the American people don't get it, well, then they're idiots, right? But the American people do get it. They love Trump, and that's why the Democrats need open borders to bring in lots of non-Americans, non-citizens, illegal aliens, foreigners, Martians, Venusians, and Mexicans. They want to bring the whole freaking universe in, not just the world, the universe. The galaxy, the Milky Way. They'll let Martians vote as long as they aren't good old-fashioned born-in-America citizens like Kevin and Wayne. They don't want us voting. They want people who hate America but love collecting welfare from America. That's the whole point of what they're doing. Okay? Got it? Kevin, thank you for the call, man. That's, I said I love my New York boys. That's why, because he's good. He's good. Let's take Steve in Massachusetts. Steve, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great show. I love your show.
Thank you.
I'll tell you, just as a quick side note, you know, if they want to bring in illegal aliens to vote, maybe Republicans that are planning to move should move to the battleground states. Just a little
they side should. They should. Wait, can I ask you a quick question before you get to your point? You're calling from Massachusetts, otherwise known as Taxachusetts, and we all think of it as such a blue state, and you're right next to another blue state, Connecticut. I assume you're listening to my show on all my Hartford stations in Hartford, Connecticut. So there's two blue states, Massachusetts and Connecticut, and yet I'm willing to bet, I'm going to ask a question, but I already bet I know the answer. Just like California, I have so many friends who tell me they know so many closet conservatives in California. You're not alone in Connecticut and Massachusetts, are you? Don't you know lots of people who are conservatives? But they're quiet about it, and they're afraid to bring it up?
Well, there's conservatives out there. I mean, we're loud about it, but we're just outnumbered. That's the only problem. There's too many people on subsidized housing. Well, Western Massachusetts, Springfield, is the subsidized housing capital of Massachusetts. I mean, it's like 20 to 30%.
Wow. Tell us, the music's on, but tell us quickly, what were you calling about? What was the topic for today, Steve?
Well, I mean, this may sound really weird, but the whole thing with the Carter Page and the FISA warrant and all this stuff that's coming out, I'm really fearful that this is only the tip of the iceberg. Wait until we get into the nuts and bolts documents of them spying indiscriminately on Trump during the presidential campaign.
Of course they were. Of course they were. And that's the reason they're trying to distract you now with racist, KKK, Hitler, murderer, mass murderer, because we got them.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Busy day for President Trump as he was in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas. The president touring both sites
where mass murders took place over the weekend. The president visited with recovering victims and thanked first responders. Agents with Immigration and Customs Enforcement nabbed 600 illegal aliens in a coordinated sting operation across 7 food processing plants in Mississippi. The raids taking place in small towns around Jackson, where Latinos make up a majority of the workforce. Mike Hurst, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Mississippi.
The United States of America is the greatest nation in the history of the world, and it's no wonder that people from around the world want to come here to our country. But while we do welcome folks from other countries, they have to follow our laws. They have to abide by our rules. They have to come here legally, or they shouldn't come here at all.
USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Wayne Allen Root.
raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn on the warpath. You're a conservative warrior, conservative and capitalist evangelist. My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I've got something exciting to share with you. If you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, my good friends at My Doctor Suggests have something that I know will be right for you, because My Doctor Suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming our good bacteria. So people who suffer from all kinds of health concerns have found relief, and I know because I'm one of them. Right, I used to get colds, and I don't get colds anymore. 3.5 years on the air, no colds. And I used to lose my voice and have a hoarse voice. And I've saved it. I haven't had 1 minute missed on the air in 3.5 years because of My Doctor Suggests. And my brain fog is gone. I drink on this stuff like it's, I swig on it like it's a bottle of whiskey. It's their silver solution. My Doctor Suggests silver solution. I swig on it 3 times a day, every day. No brain fog, sharp as a tack. And leaky gut syndrome. I eat all I want now, and I do not get fatigued after the meals because my stomach is coated with this silver solution, alkaline structured silver. It's amazing. So join me and thousands of people that have experienced a positive difference in their health with My Doctor Suggests. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. MyDoctorSuggests.com/root. Mention Wayne Root and you get 20% off your order. Our guest is here, Derek Hunter, columnist for Town Hall, contributing editor for the Daily Caller, host of the Daily Caller podcast. Derek Hunter, welcome back to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Wayne, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me. Things are going well.
All right. Things are going well for you, but I don't know about America. Things seem to be kind of topsy-turvy here in America. But you know what's interesting? I gave a speech in Asia after Trump was elected. They hired me to come tell them what was going to happen. And I said, Trump loves crisis and chaos and controversy. And I said, you're going to see 4 and quite possibly 8 years of the most crisis, chaos, and controversy you've ever seen in the history of the world. And Trump revels in it. He loves it. So he may not even be upset about this, though his supporters are. But maybe he likes it when the whole world's calling him a horrible person, a murderer, a Nazi, a mass murderer lover, KKK, Hitler. When all the rest of us are going, how can he get up every morning with people saying this about him? I think it makes him get up with a bounce in his step. He likes this stuff. He loves being the center of everybody's attention, and he loves living rent-free in all the liberals' brains.
I don't know that he loves it, but he certainly thrives on it. I don't think anybody would really love to have mass murder blamed on, but I think he thrives on it. He certainly doesn't shy away from it. So that's the thing, is everybody, I made the mistake, or it was more of a challenge to myself. I made a point of watching MSNBC this week, and the level of crazy, I mean, aside from the fact that it's induced bulimia, the level of crazy over there, I didn't think it could go past 11. It's up to 15. They are unhinged, and it seems to be like there's a big fat bonus check waiting at the end of the week for the person who says the most outrageous, ridiculous thing and finds the most creative way to call Donald Trump a racist.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Trump definitely thrives off of that. I just don't. Bill Maher on his show on Friday said something that I sort of agree with, that for Democrats to stand a chance, and to stand a pretty good chance, all they really have to do is act sane, just for even a short period of time, demonstrate that they're capable of it, and they are incapable of acting sane for 20-minute stretches. They're out in intersections arguing with lampposts and losing the debate. So, yes, Donald Trump definitely revels in that, but I honestly, I don't think anybody really likes to be accused of murder, because while most people are turned off by it, I think even, you know, most political non-observers who hear that somebody, because Donald Trump used a word back in April that some monster used in a manifesto on Saturday, suddenly they're connected directly. That's absurd, and I think a lot of people sort of recoil at that. But again, as a human being, I don't think you want to be anybody accused of that.
No, but don't mistake my words. I'm not saying he wants to be accused. I'm just saying when the whole world's hysterical and there's chaos and crisis all around and people are shouting from the highest rooftops, I hate you, no, I hate you. I think Trump thrives on chaos and controversy. When things are at their worst, he's at his best. He is sharp. When everybody is going nuts, he is calm. He likes stress. He thrives on it. And I think he's doing a good job running the country despite all this craziness. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, there's no question of that. But I think a better strategy for him right now, because he just left Dayton a little while ago and responded to attacks from the worthless mayor there in Dayton and Sherrod Brown, who sounds like Cookie Monster. He responded to attacks on Twitter. A 24 to 48 hours magnanimity from the president while these people really lose their minds, I think would go a lot further. And you can hit them all you want. But even just calling them out and saying, you know what, I am not going to engage in this. You're free to call me whatever you want, senator, mayor, whatever, Beto. But in the interest of what's best for the families, I'm not going to engage in this. And really just every once in a while when you turn the tables on somebody and do what is completely and totally unexpected of them, the other side is caught so flat-footed that they fall flat on their face. I'd like to see him pull a little bit of that every once in a while to really even draw the bigger contrast to how unhinged these lunatics are.
Well, it's interesting because there's a headline right now, a Drudge, Donald Trump more popular in New York than Bill de Blasio. So I think it's funny because Blasio gets a 26% favorability rating and Trump gets 35. So as much as they're saying Trump's unpopular, he's more popular than the mayor of New York City. So, you know, it's kind of interesting.
If you announced your candidacy for the Democratic nomination for president today, you would be tied with Bill de Blasio in New Hampshire. He has not only 0%, but in the most recent poll, had zero people say his name. So it wasn't even like the zero was a rounding error.
But you're selling me. You're selling me really short here, Derek Hunter, because I'd get one. He's at zero and I get one.
Before you raise dollar one, you would be tied with the mayor of the most populous city in the country.
So. All right. I think just to mention
everybody
name,
listening.
Just the mention of my name would get one, so I'd be 1-0 ahead of de Blasio. But another headline I want to read you. Rosanna Arquette. I'm sorry, I was born white. It disgusts me. I'll never stand for the flag again. I got to just laugh at the insanity and the absurdness of this. But, Derek, do you know, are you aware that I went to Columbia University with Barack Obama? Did you know that I graduated on the same day as Barack Obama from Columbia University?
I didn't know that.
We're both pre-law, both political science majors. And all I ever saw at Columbia was white people who hated themselves for being white. And this was 35 years ago. Hated themselves for being white and constantly said that they were communists and they wanted to bring down the power structure and make all the white businessmen be broke and lose all their money and be at the same level of the blacks they've taken advantage of all these years. In those days, no one even heard of Latinos. 35 years ago, I never even heard of a Latino. I didn't even know there was a Latino in the world. I knew whites and blacks. That's all they ever talked about is how bad white people were to black people, how embarrassed they were at their own parents who were white, wealth, and they wanted to take all the money away from the white people and make them poor and destroy their lives. This is what I heard from white people at Columbia all those years ago. So it doesn't surprise me that in Hollywood, white people say out loud now, "It disgusts me that I was born white." But Rosanna Arquette, that was her quote. Is that amazing?
Well, Rosanna Arquette disgusts me too, but for completely different reasons.
Yeah.
For one. And I'm semi-familiar with their work. No, it soon will be that you go out in any street corner in a major city of the country, there will be some white liberal whipping themselves in the back with a cat of nine tails, apologizing to all passers-by. What a Rosanna Arquette won't do to, quote-unquote, apologize for her privilege is cut a check. She won't dip into the savings. She won't go into her substantial fortune and do anything about it. She'll support reparations, which is dipping into everybody else's pocket so that she can feel better about herself and feel woke and progressive. But if she really wants to make up for what is allegedly keeping her up at night, there's a really simple way to do it. Lead by example. But liberals never want to lead by example. They won't live the way they want to force other people to live unless and until they force everybody to live that way, and then only maybe. So while we have this public self-flogging on Twitter by these leftists, normal people look at that and go,
even if they go, I don't really like Trump, I wish he wouldn't tweet as much, I wish he... they look at the alternative and they go, Trump's looking a lot better. I like it. You know, I can deal with random tweets because I can just quit Twitter. But I can't quit the culture. I can't quit liberal government. Once you get liberal government in place, it doesn't go away. And the idea of empowering these people with real free branches of government power scares the hell out of people. So I hope they keep talking.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I know I am personally scared. I'm Jewish by birth, and I just can't even believe that we have Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar in the United States House. We have Hamas and Hezbollah represented in the United States House. And if you ever gave Democrats power, and AOC is the third one in that group, if you took the three of those, I believe the Jews like me would be in trouble. I believe a Jewish conservative, they would come for me in the middle of the night. They would torture me. They would imprison me, and they would kill me. I really do believe that. I see what's in their eyes. I see what's in their soul. They're terrible people, and I believe they're dictators and they're tyrants, and they would just destroy people like us. This is a step beyond Obama using the IRS to come after Wayne Root. These are people that would use much worse tactics, and they remind me of you know, the Nazis and the Gulag, and that's why they believe in Saul Alinsky, who says, look in the mirror, and whatever you see, call the other guy. They're the Nazis, and that's why they're calling us Nazis. So don't go anywhere, Derek. I want to cover some of these topics when we get back. Derek Hunter, columnist for Town Hall, contributing editor for the Daily Caller, host of the Daily Caller podcast, the Daily Caller podcast. Say that three times quick. Derek Hunter, stay with us. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, don't forget that the main title sponsor of the show, and they've got the naming rights to the studio, it's Fordham Resources. You know, I'm the capitalist evangelist, and I love capitalism, and what is more capitalism-related than Wall Street? Wall Street's where you can bet on a company and make a fortune, and Fordham Resources is one of those companies that you can bet on. Publicly traded on Wall Street, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham was led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent per share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Don't you wish that you had a piece of the rock? Don't you wish you had a piece of that big win, $15 billion? Wow, 15 cents a share to $200 a share. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. I love saying that. Deloitte Touche. It's kind of like a tushy. Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. 180 square miles! Bigger than Manhattan, New York. Manhattan, New York is about 18 square miles. This is 10 times bigger than Manhattan. And it's a gold mine, for gosh sakes. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Check it out. Make your own decision, your own educated decision. Go to their website, FordhamResources.com. F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. And the ticker symbol, again, is FTMR. Thanks for sponsoring the show, Fordham. I mentioned this before the break, this new poll out, Donald Trump's more popular in New York than Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York. So a new survey is out, 810 registered New York voters. De Blasio received a 26% favorability rating and 57 unfavorable. Trump, 35 favorable and 65 unfavorable. Perhaps Trump could take some solace in the fact that as unpopular as he is in his home state of New York, mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, is even more unpopular, says Siena College pollster Steve Greenberg. The poll found that half of those surveyed view New York Governor Andrew Cuomo unfavorably. Nearly two-thirds give him a negative job rating. Interesting. Very interesting. In a recent Quinnipiac poll, which surveyed registered Democrat and independent voters, less than 1% said they would vote for de Blasio in the Democrat presidential primary. All right, and then, unfortunately, all of this divisive stuff going on in politics has even come to baseball and the wives of players. White Sox wives accuse each other of racism during a politically correct, politically charged exchange. A series of private messages between three wives of Chicago White Sox players turned vicious as they began calling each other racist during discussion of last weekend's mass shootings. The women, Ariana Giolito, wife of pitcher Lucas Giolito, Bria Anderson, wife of shortstop Tim Anderson, and Elizabeth Swarzak, who's married to reliever Anthony Swarzak, were direct messaging each other on Instagram after the shootings when Giolito began railing about the crimes of white nationalists. This spurred Swarzak to take issue with the term white nationalists and to reply that pushing all the world's ills on white people was a very racist take on the country's problems. Swarzak must listen to my show, see, Elizabeth Swarzak. Giolito was infuriated at the direction the discussion took. She jumped to her public Instagram account to go on the attack against Swarzak. Of course she did. The minute you find out someone might be proud of being white and might be a Trump supporter or might be a Republican, God forbid, you start to embarrass them and destroy them. She jumped to her Instagram account from a private discussion to destroy someone's wife who her husband plays with on the field. This is the insanity of liberals. They're horrible people. She said, I'm so disgusted and disappointed. Bria Anderson is a teacher with a master's degree working on her doctorate while raising two girls and running a nonprofit who works with the youth of the South Side Chicago, Giolito wrote on Instagram, where she added screenshots of the private chats. For someone within this baseball family to say such disgraceful and disgusting things, to shamelessly act in a demeaning and hateful way is reprehensible. Really, to argue that the crimes of white people, stop pushing all the world's ills on white people, it's a racist take on problems? Swarzak, too, was disgusted, as she noted in one of her messages to Giolito. I'm disgusted at your apparent racism towards white people and your belief that only white people are committing crimes. If I highlighted the black-on-black crime in Chicago, oh boy, and said it's only black folks killing each other in Chicago and the North Side is doing just fine, I'd be so racist. So your post is extremely irresponsible considering the actual crime committed by immigrants in this country and the human and child trafficking. Swarzak pointed out Chicago has a high murder rate despite strict gun laws. Boy, she's following Wayne Root. And added the death rate in Chicago is like a mass shooting every single weekend. Giolito was undaunted in her personal attack on Swarzak. She said, half the players in Major League Baseball are immigrants from Latin countries. To know someone among you holds hate in their heart or thinks of you as a criminal because of your birthplace is something I can't even imagine. Giolito said, I'm angry and hurt for every person of color involved in the sport. I'm surprised she didn't rail about transgenders. Oh, the transgenders' pain to know there's a Trump supporter nearby. She says, the players, the wives, I'm playing my violin, the front office staff, the coaches, the trainers, the snowflakes, the fans who love the sport, they've got to be so hurt, and the families who lost their lives at the hands of mass murderers who wanted to kill people of color. Ultimately, Swarzak accused Giolito of editing their conversation to make her look as bad as possible on her Instagram post. Wow, of course she did. She's a liberal. Wow, she said there's some confusion about white nationalism. Big difference between white nationalism and white supremacy. And boy, is she right. Go get them, baby.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.